All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. We're in the leisure of not even the studio and certainly not out on the river. I wish we were. We're in my living room. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Dip?
I am so curious. I mean, we've got a couple of things now. First off, we should say steelhead season opened.
Uh-huh. Steelhead on time.
Yeah. And we'll get back to that, but it's on. We'll probably be going, what, into November?
Oh, yeah. Or unless they tell you otherwise, the steelhead season goes through March.
March.
Yeah.
Okay. So plenty of steelhead season, and we'll get back to that, but you might want to take note in case you hadn't heard. But we got this super special coho season going on, and I'm hearing back that it's incredible.
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, like people say about coho, they're a moody fish. And so for me, it's really been like an every other time out thing. I do well, and then on the others, I just don't really get into them, but I can see them moving around all the time.
You think you're still having to figure it out, or what?
They're just it's like, yeah, no, a lot of people say when they're ready to bite, and they do it really well, and they fight really well, too.
Yeah, and there's some success stories out there. Yeah. There's some fantastic days people are having with these coho.
What, Pat and Posey were down by Methow. They said he limited out in just an hour in a 100-yard stretch down there. They were swinging some pink, and they were also using some hardware. I've heard of success on both ends, you know. I know that one of the things people have been doing is going into the, I think the outdoorsmen up here, and getting these chrome little Cleos, and you just fire them off with some with a torch. And mind you, get a...
Can knock the shine off it?
Well, it fumes them, like your fancy pottery-looking fume, you know, and it goes into like this pearl essence, purple, blue, black, and the darker you can fume that thing, the more they were liking it. And as well, you know,
that's a good one.
I've just been swinging a lot. Pretty much the most success for fly guys has been coming on the sinking line, on the swing, and... Pat was saying pink. I just finally started having a lot more luck on white and black, and as well chartreuse has been and blue and purple are hot colors for them. Down in the lower river, just like we were saying, you know, you could see a whole different fish from the top to the bottom down there. Pat's pictures were looking chromed out of those fish, and the noses, the proboscis, were really not popping out on those fish yet. The shape wasn't quite there, but then midway up the river, the ones we got into like, seven one day and managed to beach two of them, and then got more later on. They're looking 50-50 and then darker up here.
Well, that's something that I know a lot of people listen to us who are not fisher folk, really, but they're fascinated. They love the river. Mm-hmm. They love the wildlife. And what we're talking about is these fish who are coming back from the ocean. They've come all the way up the Columbia.
Mm-hmm. 750 miles, nine dams.
Yeah, they've negotiated a lot of fresh water stream. And then they hit the Methow, which is their home turf, and something happens there. They actually are going to change physiologically. They're going to look different. They're going to be shaped different, even. And explain that a little bit for folks who, you know, haven't heard of this maybe or just haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, we were talking. There's always this misconception about our fish, and I get it from clients and friends and just people I talk to about our fish, and they're like, you know, I know your river's really good, but your fish must show up dark because you're so far in. And you know, it's not the thing. It's like we were talking there, they're these electroisotopes in the stream that they taste / smell that really keys them in on a hormonal level, just on a biological level, to where that is what triggers the change. Not being in fresh water per se, but rather being in their home, starting to smell that home stream.
Yeah.
And then so they'll kind of stage up there for a few, or on their way up, they're going to be smelling that, and that's going to trigger that change in them. They'll get that humped up back, the hooked out nose, or for the females, that gamete of eggs will start to loosen up, soften up, the skeins will separate, and she'll just mature and be ready to drop those eggs. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do their thing.
It's not really a function of the time in fresh water. I mean, I've had that misconception as well, but it really has to do with, and you've mentioned things to me off air that the fish hang around the mouth of the Columbia, or mouth of the Methow, down by the Columbia, sort of sniffing, kind of getting their cues right, like, okay, this is home, this is home. And it's those very same things that trigger these physiological changes in them.
Yeah, that's right.
Their own bodies are telling them now's the time?
There are just quite a few things that happen with those fish when they come up. And even, you know, I've been fascinated to see that arrival does not necessarily dictate spawn time, meaning the first fish up are not always the first to spawn.
Oh.
You know, they just do all kinds of things that are just a lot different than you'd think. But with coho, the general rule is, you know, don't think of them like a steelhead, for me anyway. They're a salmon. You know, remember that in the way they act as far as eating and moving and staging. They don't hang out as long as a steelhead in one spot. They get their mind set on moving upriver until they're done moving upriver. Mm-hmm. And with steelhead, they'll mill around. I mean, they could come up here. Then they might just decide to go back down to the Inyat. They might decide to go up and knock on the door of Chief Joseph and then come back up here. I mean, they're that weird in the way that they'll just kind of do what they want. They're a trout. They're cruising around, checking stuff out. Salmon, they got their mind on getting to the headwaters and spawning.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. It probably all plays into having a healthy genetic field to play on, you know.
Yeah, and some of this will cause escapement.
Which, yeah.
Yeah. And that will cause new runs, or if runs have become extinct or are starting to get genetically shallow, it can really help them.
So I got one more question here, and I actually do need this cleared up. So after spawning, the coho, is that the end of their life? They then return?
All five of our Pacific salmon die after spawning. Atlantic salmon are patagous as well as steelhead, meaning they can spawn multiple times.
Okay. Yeah. So these coho, and that's part of the reason their bodies can afford to go through such severe physical changes, because this is last play of the game.
Yeah, it is a sprint and a marathon all in one, and all they got to do is get to the end as fast as they can or as effectively as they can. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's a heck of a season, and it goes on to the end of this month.
Yep, and it's been a lot of fun. Like I say, get out there if you can. The lower river, the coho are up at the head of the run. The middle river, they're at the middle of the run. And up here at the top, I noticed they're starting to fight around amongst each other and getting ready to set up some reds. They probably won't bite for you very well in that mood. But get out there, get your limit of two. It only goes until the 30th. And now, hey, we got that bonus. Steelhead season is on.
And, there we go. Let's go ahead and elaborate a little bit. Tell folks, it started already.
Yeah,
it started. And will go for many months now.
That's right. It started now, and it'll go through March unless someone tells you differently. And I've been hearing about steelhead and been seeing steelhead upstream and all over for about a month now. So fishing has been great. Get out there and have fun. And if you need any more information, just go to flyfishersproshop.com. The Methow Fishing Adventures, we keep it up to date, the blog there. And you can also listen to the radio report. And everybody enjoy this fall. Take care of one another and get your fish on.